This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Time Hunters, Night Quest by Chris Blake, read by Oliver Hembra.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. 5,000 years ago, Princess Isis and her pet cat Cleo stood outside the towering carved gates to the afterlife. It had been rotten luck to fall off a pyramid and die at only 10 years of age. But Isis wasn't worried. The afterlife was meant to be great. People were dying to go there after all. Her mummy's wrappings were so uncomfortable, she couldn't wait a second longer to get in, get her body back, and wear normal clothes again.
Oi! Anubis! Anubi-dooby!
Isis shouted impatiently.
When you're ready, you old dog!
Cleo started to claw Isis's shoulder. Then she yowled, jumping from Isis's arms and cowering behind her legs.
Calm down, Fluffpot, Isis said, bending to stroke her pet. He can't exactly woof me to death.
The princess laughed, but froze when she stood up. Now she understood what Cleo had been trying to tell her. Looming up in front of her was the enormous, jackal-headed god of the underworld himself, Anubis.